Joseph Campbell is an American author and scholar of comparative religions. And he once said, "The greatest tragedy in life is not failure, but rather climbing the ladder of success and finding out it's up against the wrong wall." Now let's take that ladder and turn it into a ladder to heaven, our ultimate success. As Catholics, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But what if we find out we're on the wrong ladder or up against the wrong wall? In the gospel, we hear two parables that sound very similar, and indeed they are. A man finds a buried treasure and sells everything he has to buy the field so he can obtain the treasure. The other has a man searching for a pearl of great price. He too sells everything to obtain that treasure. The first man may not know what he's looking for, but recognizes it when he sees it. The merchant was actively seeking the special pearl and finds it. They both sell all they have to obtain it. It doesn't say whether it's $10 or $10 million. It just will cost them everything that they have. If the treasure or the pearl is like the kingdom of God, are you willing to sell all that you have to obtain it? Does that mean you can buy your way into heaven? Are we to sell everything, leave our families, and go and live in a monastery for the rest of our lives? Of course not. It cannot be bought, and it cannot be earned. It will only be given to us if we are willing to surrender everything that we are. Are we willing to surrender everything to God? Is God even number one on your list? Let's face it, for many of us, our lives are full of clutter. Things that we do that have no meaning in our eternal well-being. Especially in these times, we need to separate the essential from the expendable. We spend a lot of time in a rat race chasing things that won't help us find our treasure, things that won't endure. We need to turn our rat race into a pilgrimage. We need to prioritize our actions. We need to make God number one. Are you willing to surrender everything to God? Our thoughts, will, affections, dreams, fears, and even our sins? How can we judge our actions? How do we decide our priorities? Well, all good treasure hunters need some tools. And I'd like to suggest that we dust off three of our favorite fundamental principles of Catholicism, the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Faith allows us to believe even when the world tells us not to, or we can't make sense of the miracles around us. Hope allows us to aspire to something better, even when our situation seems dire or impossible. But the greatest of these is love. It allows us to go beyond ourselves, to show compassion and kindness to others who are on their own treasure hunt. Love is eternal. Love endures. When we reach the kingdom, faith will give way to sight. Hope will give way to joy, but love is forever. Try to imagine the old shuttle, that it's being launched into space, and it had those two giant boosters on each side of it, and soon they dropped away when it reached the altitude, leaving just the shuttle. So when we enter the kingdom, faith and hope will drop away, and we will carry our relationship with God and with our loved ones into the kingdom with us. We won't be judged on our bank accounts, how famous we were, or the power we obtained. We get no credit for the number of hours spent at work or the number of likes we have on Facebook. Rather, how much love did we give away? How much of ourselves did we surrender? Look at your actions. Each rung of the ladder that you are on, judge each of them whether it increases your faith in God, hope for the kingdom, or love for God and love for one another. If it doesn't, reach for a different rung, or perhaps consider getting on a different ladder. Focus on those things that matter to you for eternity. And like Solomon, ask for wisdom and help to discern which rung will bring you closer to God. Perhaps even ask for clarity when you wake up in the morning, before your feet even hit the ground. Lord, Make it clear to me what matters today. I can't tell you what's essential and what's expendable. Your ladder will look different than mine. For some, it may mean less time at work and more time with the family. For others, it may find time to help the poor instead of spending time on their cell phones or watching TV. Whatever it is, wear your actions with faith, hope, and love. And when you find it, do like the pirates used to do and put an X on that map. Or better yet, put a cross. Oh, and one more thing. The parable tells us that the man, out of joy, sold all that he had. The kingdom of God will always be out of our reach if we do it because we are told to or through a sense of obligation. Joy is the fuel for our rocket ship that makes our faith, hope, and love propel us to where we can reach the kingdom. When we can do things with joy, especially for the love of our neighbors, that's when we are closest to the kingdom of God. Now, it's okay to reach for the stars. Just make sure you're climbing on the right ladder. Get out of the rat race, getting you nowhere, surrender everything to God, and make your life a pilgrimage. Now, I'd like to end with the close of a prayer that's often said to those attending services for the recently departed. Lord God, let your Spirit guide our days on earth in the ways of holiness and justice, that we may serve you in union with the whole church. Sure in faith, strong in hope, perfected in love. And when your earthly journey is ended, lead us rejoicing into your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.